This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alex Van Pelt and Baker's Mobility here in a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, they are officially the Guardians. Everything has changed over.
Oh, I thought it was 9. It's 8.
As of 8:02, it seems,
2 minutes ago. 9 is when they open up the team shop.
Yep, 9, they open up the team shop. Today, they are now officially the Cleveland Guardians.
We got a new baseball
team. So when you call them the Indians, you're wrong now.
I'm not going to call people out on that, are you?
No. Well, we'll have callers who will, like, they'll say it over and over and over again as, like, a gag, and then we'll have to go, well, they're the Guardians, and they'll go, no, they're always going to be the Indians to me. And we're like, okay,
well, just,
here we go.
Just along the lines of, it was Brown Stadium, finally. I mean, most people call First Energy now.
Yeah.
I'd say that's in the 90%. What about Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse? The Q.
I don't have a problem with that. I just call it Rocket Mortgage Field.
Most people I know are still saying the Q.
I've only called it the Q right after you've called it the Q.
No one's saying the Gund anymore.
I only do it when I'm doing a bad Joe Tate impression when I call it the Q, like basketball time at the Q. Like, that's what I do. But I'm not. I call it Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. That's the name of the building. That's what I call it. No big deal. And they're called the Guardians, and that's what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works. So their team shop opens up in about an hour. There seems to be a line forming, so that's okay. People want to get in there and get some gear.
Oh, they're not protesting? These are actual people that are going in there.
You always find a way to do it, don't you?
Love it. Love it.
Rolls off the tongue. Who's the guy who sings those songs? Because he did one for us. He did one
Tom
for the
Hanks.
Royals. No, who's the singer who sings the song? Not Tom Hanks. Who's the singer who sings the song? I don't know who it is. Do we know?
I have no idea.
Can he still sing? And can we, you know, get him in to do that?
John Bonamassa.
Commission him?
Joe Bonamassa.
No, this is his brother, John.
His evil brother.
What's Jim Brickman doing? Let's go. Got to get a Guardian song.
Now, this is exciting.
Someone said, can we call them the Tribe? No, you got to call them the Guards.
Yeah, that's the thing. How do you
shorten this? It's that easy. You call them the Guards. No, they're Guards. The Guardians, the Guards. I don't sit, like, if I come in the building at 4:50 in the morning, I don't call them Guardians. I call them Guards. Security Guards.
I always say, hello, Security Guardian.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
All right, well, they tried it. We'll see if it sticks.
What do you mean?
The logo, the name, everything.
You think people are just going to keep calling them the Indians and keep calling them the Tribe and wearing Tribe stuff?
I mean, what is your level of confidence that even the Guardian sticks for more than a decade?
Is that why they're forcing me to deal with that logo?
I'm being serious here. Like, they could change again, could they not?
So they'll be called the Guardians for a period of time, then change
and
to another name.
If like 5 years from now, people are still going crazy about it, why can't they change it again?
What do they change it to?
There were a few.
You can't go back.
What were the main
Municipals.
Options? Municipals.
I like that one a lot. The Commodores is good, except for then you're the Commies.
I think.
Right. And that you can't isn't
that.
Great.
Well, some people
but,
like
I mean,
that.
Vanderbilt has been the Commodores.
What are you trying to say?
Some people.
Yeah, but that's
that.
In Tennessee. They're definitely called the Doors, not the Commies down there. Just saying.
Then you could play some great Jim Morrison music.
Yeah, there you go.
Somebody said Tribe of Guardians.
I'm just saying, are we positive Guardians ends up sticking?
I, w- would assume yes.
I mean, they spent a lot of money on these.
They spent a boatload of money on
this
thing.
We'll see. If they put that sign up on the scoreboard, I think they got to stick with it.
Why are you questioning this?
I'm just, you know, wondering. Everything changes.
Well, you'll be an old...
Let's just get this over with.
You'll be an old man, and they'll still be the Guardians. You know that, right? You got that Italian blood in
you. How much money are you willing to place on that?
You serious?
How much skin in the game do you want on that?
I think
if you put skin in the game, then you got...
Why would they change the name again? You can't just change the name again after 5 years.
Maybe not five, but 10.
You can't just change the name again after 10 years.
Why not?
What about 15?
What happens if you do?
I don't know. I've never really been in that
like,
situation.
Say the Indians are really bad. Say the Guardians are really bad for the next 10 years.
Okay.
And the attachment to the team, and let's say eventually they're going to sell.
Okay.
Eventually it's not going to be the Dolans.
And the new owners would just change it?
The new owners come in, and they go, well, this branding was a disaster. This didn't work. Nobody is attached to this. There's no legacy here. There's no history. There's no tradition. Why couldn't they change it again? 10 years. Just wondered. That's all.
That's the craziest thing you've said on this air.
I don't see that being crazy at all.
I think that's pretty crazy.
There are rebrandings all the time in professional sports.
So after 10 years, just call them something else? You can't just call them something else.
What happens? What do the call them something else police come at your door, arrest you?
No, but you have to have a... You have to have
freeze.
You have to have a identity.
You do. But I've asked you before, like, you know, we're the Cavs, but like, what's the identity?
They're the Cavs.
They change their jerseys every week.
And I don't like that, but they're still called the Cavs. They're still called the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ahmad still comes out and yells and the whole thing. It's still their culture. It's still their identity. Same thing with the Browns. Like, you can't just switch it every 10 years, Tone. What they are is what they are. I don't know what else to tell you, buddy.
But what if you could?
I mean, Facebook just changed.
We're not doing this.
Just changed their name. They just changed it.
Let's go to Chuck and Chardon. Hello, Chuck. Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck, Bobuck. Banana Nana.
Come on.
Come on. Finish that line.
Anthony in Brunswick. Hello.
Hello, yes. I'm looking to make a reservation at the nice steakhouse in the pavilion tonight.
Okay, do you want to be smoking section, non-smoking?
Smoking or non?
I prefer smoking.
How many in your party?
There will be two, and me and I'm going to propose tonight, so I'd like a sloppy steak.
Oh. Would you like the chef's table?
Mm.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Would you like the tasting menu?
That's too far. Okay. She doesn't deserve all that.
Got to get her one of those Wagyu burgers.
What is going on?
They're going to do a pairing as well.
Stop it. Dangerous Dale Rider at 820. I don't even know what this. I got a bunch of people trying to get in about what you're saying about changing the name in
Old
10 more
Day
years.
Day says, I'm a sports boy, Tony. Not so sure the Guardian sticks long term.
How are you guys
the name
with
feels,
sports boy, Tony?
The name feels impermanent. Can't say why exactly. The Devil Rays changed to the Rays.
That doesn't count. It's still like it's still part of their name. That doesn't count. They're still known as Devil Rays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not known as Devil Rays. They just took out the devil part of the Rays.
The Hornets became the Pelicans, and then the Bobcats
but they
became
moved.
The Hornets.
They moved.
No, not in the move. They moved to New Orleans and were the New Orleans Hornets.
Let's get a percentage. Call in. Percentage that you think they stick with this whole Guardians thing.
Guys. Guys,
just real quick, we'll do quick percents.
We got Daryl coming up.
We'll ask him.
Unless Daryl wants to do not. Oh my God! Go away! Stop calling! Stop calling!
Wayne,
stop doing this!
Let's get.
Well, he's having a whole conversation with him over there. Do we want to go up? We're going up. Oh my God!
It's call screening.
Wayne, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, Lima. I actually agree with you for once. Since I've been listening to you guys' show, and I love your guys' show, by the way, but I think that it's not out of the realm of a new owner coming in, you know, in 5-7 years and rebranding everything, because it always goes of, well, you know, John Dorsey brought Baker Mayfield in. This regime is not married to Baker. And also, hey, Ken, what would you think of the logo of the Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos?
Seen that.
Okay.
Oh, we've seen that.
of the baseball there, what do you think it would look like with the side face of the Guardian? Would that make everything better?
Yes, it would. I swear to God, Wade, I'm not kidding you. I would much rather get my son a T-shirt, a Paulie Walnuts, and say that he's a Guardians fan than what they have right there. I swear to God, on my dead mother, Wade, I'm dead serious about that. That logo is terrible.
You guys have a good weekend, and
you
keep
too.
Up the good work, all right?
Thank you very much, Wayne.
And go get your Guardians gear right now at the team shop. The line is for me.
I'd be pretty upset if I bought some expensive Guardian stuff and then they were planning to change the name later on.
Nobody said they're planning on doing anything.
You said it might be impermanent. And then you got people agreeing with you that it might be impermanent.
Well, I'm only buying a Guardians dry erase board.
All I asked was, what is your level of confidence that this is going to stick? That's all.
216-578-0092. I imagine this sticks for a long time. They're the Guardians now. And they intend on being the Guardians forever. Who's this? Hello. Who's this?
Ken, it's Wes from Florida. How you doing?
Wes. Hi, Wes. Good to talk to you. Go right on ahead.
So I agree with Lima that, you know, you could have an owner come in, you know, minority owner, and he comes in and he changes the name in 5 years back to the tribe. You know, I mean, I'm just saying it's out there. Now look at
wait.
Now,
he calls them the tribe.
I mean, it is out there.
The name, the official name, is the tribe and not the Indians.
Correct. But look at the Charlotte Hornets, Charlotte Bobcats. How many times did they
look at it, Ken?
You didn't look at it.
You got to look at that.
They're walking around the car.
Oh my God, guys, just get Wes. Thank you very much for the call and listening. They're going to be called the Guardians. You guys, just get used to this. Tom Hanks didn't just do this as a one-off. This isn't Bosom Buddies.
Well, he
this
did it
is
for free, though.
Sticks.
He did it for free because he's a lifelong fan of the baseball team.
We do
and
know he
doesn't care what the name is yesterday or today or in 5 years. Tom Hanks will be there.
He'll be back because he's a baseball fan.
Dave and Brick Parrick, hello.
Hey, I think the new name for the Cavaliers or the Indians when they suck is going to be the Garbage Cans. Rhymes with Guardians.
Patrick.
Patrick's gone. Must have had the same joke. You've given people a lot of bad ideas today. This is easily your worst.
I did not do anything.
Evan Sports says, what happens first? Evan Mobley leaves the Cavs or the Guardians change their name? 216-578-0092. I'll tell you right now, coming in hot at 940 today is going to be a special, special segment. This is as bad as it's been. They're officially the Cleveland Guardians. Real quick, who's this? Hello? Hello?
This is Big Trouble. Good morning.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Hi, Jums.
Hey, I'm just telling you this is fact. Please don't get mad at me and hang up. I'm just telling you fact. A friend of mine, his daughter is connected to the roller hockey team. Or what is it? The roller derby team? The Guardians?
The Dirty Diana?
And twice this coming summer, they're going to have a baseball game and afterwards build a quick thing. To reach out there and have a doubleheader. It's going to be a Guardian doubleheader.
No, they're not.
Are you on record right now?
No, they're not.
You are on record.
They are
going
to be on guard that night.
Are they really doing that, Jums?
I'm telling you, she told me that.
Jums.
Why would she make it up?
Yeah, she wouldn't. That'd be silly. No one would make that up. No one would make such a promotion up.
If they do that, we've reached a new low. That's worse than any of the other things I can do.
Bring your skates to the ballpark. Half off.
That's worse than G.E. Smith. That is not a good idea. No, we're going to break.
We got to get this last one in.
You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Cleveland Indians, more like Cleveland Garbage Cans.
Daryl Ryder coming up next, live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.